Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Listen to it daily. Welcome also to Saturday, the 10th day in May. The number 10 is spiritually powerful. 10 stands for completeness and order. It represents full measure of something. For instance, God gave Moses 10 commandments. And then in Leviticus 27 verse 20, God commanded tithe. 10% of our income is God's portion in our earning. Genesis chapter 7 verse 12, God brought a total of 10 plagues upon Egypt in genealogy. From Adam to Noah, 10 generations. From Noah to Abraham, 10 generations. So on and so forth. The children of Israel crossed River Jordan and entered the promised land, camped in Gilgal on the 10th day in the month. 10 is powerful. Open your hand and let me pray for you. I prophesy everything 10 represents in the Bible begin to manifest in your life. 10 commandments, 10% of our income, 10 plagues over Egypt to release Israel from bondage. I prophesy today marks the end of bondage and slavery in any aspect of your life. As Israel crossed River Jordan into the promised land on the 10th day of the month, you stretch out your right leg forward. I prophesy, you enter your promised land as well. You shall possess your possession. Whatever that promised land represents in your life, cross into it in the name of Jesus Christ. For the single, it could be your dream marriage. For the married, it could be your dream children. For applicants, it's your dream fulfilling job. Businessmen and women, patronage and great profit. Whatever that promised land represents in your life, cross into it now in the name of Jesus. Cross into it now. Claim it and say, that is my own. Name the miracle. Declare it where you are. Name it. Call it by name and declare, I claim so, 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 and so on this 10th day of the month. Yes, it shall be yours. Say amen. I don't know who this person is. This is your word from God today. God say he will turn delay into speed in your life. He will put on you a garment of favor. Say, I receive it. Who is this? You are just being healed of cancer now. Then 1,000 people that will shout amen where you are, the invisible hand holding your progress is hereby cut off by fire in Jesus' name. All say amen, I receive it. May 10th celebrant, your birthday prayers, your birthday is blessed, your new age is blessed. You will live a long and fulfilling life in Jesus' name. Happy birthday. Now, let's run. First issue for teaching today. I need your urgent advisor. My husband has not been working for months. And then things are not working well for us. I advised him to get something doing. He said no. He doesn't want to work under anyone. He needs millions to start a business of his own. And yet he could not find friends and family members to give him such money. He said he believes one day he will get the money. He gets angry over little thing in the house. Whenever he's angry, he will not talk to me for days. I am tired of carrying the responsibility of the home alone. I am a civil servant working with the state government. I also do petty businesses to support the money. I'm afraid because one of our children will soon enter the university. Please, what should I do? Because I am not happy. He listened to TPGF once in a while. Thank you, Daddy. Wow. Why once in a while listening? My son, please ask him to listen to this concept. Let him know you sent this. He won't kill you for knowing. Please listen to me, my son. You are missing it badly. No, 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 no. No such day when money, enough money will come to start that imaginary business of yours. Such a day will never come. It's a delusion. It's an illusion. It's a mirage. Little drops of water, little grains of sand, they say, make the mighty ocean. Job chapter 8 verse 7 says, your beginning may be small, your later end shall greatly increase. Sudden wealth is a myth. Change that mindset of yours. In fact, you must have missed many opportunities by now through this deceptive dream. Your children are growing and you are not getting younger. Once you cross 50 without anything concrete in the ground, your wife is becoming frustrated, and very soon it will begin to misbehave out of frustration. Your children are growing up watching an idle father, not able to fulfill his fatherly obligation towards them. It will affect them, and they will take it on you in your old age. They will love only their mother. Please draw your wife closer to yourself. Find something doing, no matter how small. Do it well. Have a mentor. Listen to Turning Point daily. You never know the day God will put your word in my mouth for you. And all these prophetic prayer actions, they are working wonders. Don't miss it anymore. Please humble yourself. Some people will say, until they get visa and travel abroad. No. Start from where you are. Opportunities will come as you get busy. If you have to travel abroad, if that is your dream, keep working now. That will also come. Please keep me informed of your change of mind. My daughter, also engage in spiritual warfare for him. These deceptions may also have spiritual undertone. Next, dear Pastor Femi Manuel, I was in an abusive marriage for 7 years. No child, no official wedding. I said I won't continue. The man said we should wed and also have children. After the wedding, it became more cruelsome. I left. Later, we began to chat on Facebook because he is based abroad. He said we should adopt children. When everything was ready, he didn't send money. Then I knew there is no future for me there. I told my family I won't continue. He was called to collect his dowry. He said we should take it to the court for him. Then, a week later, he filed a divorce and sued me to court. Your counsel for me, sir. Wow. I am almost crying for you as I read this. Why must you continue in an abusive marriage for a whole 7 years? No child. You live in different locations. He is abroad. You are here. All parameters wrong. You have no counselor and no mentor. Oh, my show. At a point you left. Then you came back. Why? Please close his chapter in your life. He has now filed you as sued in the court. Let the court do their job. Although I don't know how old you are now, but please move on with your life. You have suffered. You must have cried several times. It was ignorance, lack of a mentor that made you go this route. No bitterness with anybody. Get closer to God. Be completely committed to TPGF. Your later end shall be sweeter than your yesterday. All singles, learn from this. A marriage that will give you problems later, the signals will have been there. I wrote a book on this. 30 signals to watch out in a wrong person not to marry. Call for that book. Call Bookie or chat with Bookie on +234-805-634-758. Everyone get that book. Next, Daddy, good morning. I get married last year, January. My husband and I do not stay in Nigeria. I stay in Ivory Coast. He stays in South Africa. We were connected by a youth leader. After the marriage, he asked me to stay in Nigeria, and I accepted, though that was not my initial plan. I was a teacher before we met. He said I should stop teaching. What pained me most is that he hardly calls. And when I complain, he tells me that if I cannot cope with him, I should go to someone else. That is a man. He can always marry somebody. Daddy, please, what should I do? Wow. Do you see this one again? My daughters on TPGF. Why now? Why this desperation? Marrying strangers. Someone with no love, no deep affection, no emotional connection to you. Living in two different countries. Why now? This one is not your husband. He came to waste your time and waste your life. Quit and move on with your life. God will bring you the correct husband. Look, I don't know what else to say to my daughters here that I have not said. Please rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Let them also hear this counsel. Get your communion ready. But before then, if you have not joined us on Telegram channel, please do so. Search for Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel on Telegram channel. Tap join. About 50,000 has already joined Telegram channel. I'm looking forward to at least 300,000 within the next 7 days. Bulk WhatsApp message forwarding. We have been told we'll be restricted now. So join fast. Don't be pulled out of Turning Point. If you don't know how to join, send a message to our media director, +234-803-232-2276. Take your communion and let me bless it. I pronounce the communion bless. As you eat for your healing and for your lifting. Pray more on it. Eat and give glory to God. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel, TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.